This is Dwayne, and this is more good stuff you really ought to know. Today we're going to look at three magical chords. I say they're magical because they do have some qualities that are very unique to chords. They're the only chords in existence that have these particular qualities, so I want you to learn them well. Okay? Very few people know about the qualities of these chords, so you'll put yourself in an elite group if you really understand what you're going to learn about these chords. This is going to take a little longer than we usually take in these mid-month kind of tapes, but bear with me here and get to your piano so you can play the notes that you see in front of you and that I explain, okay? First of all, let's just play those three chords. Those are diminished seventh chords. The first one, the second one, and the third one, okay? Now, the notation on them is, it may strike you as a little funny. In other words, the first chord is C, E flat, G flat, and B double flat. Okay? Now, B double flat, in actuality, looks like an A, doesn't it? And you may wonder why they don't write an A. Well, there's other reasons, but one reason is that if they did, you wouldn't have a stack of thirds. In other words, you'd have line, 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 space, right? You wouldn't have equal distance between the four notes, okay? So that is an A indeed, but it is written as B double flat, okay? Now the next one, I think it's self-explanatory. The next one, the top note is written as C flat, isn't it? Okay? Now let's play those three again. The first, the second, the third. Notice something. They all sound alike, don't they? Okay, I want you to notice something else, that they're all a half step away from one another. In other words, play the first one. Now move each of those notes up a half step. Move C up to C sharp and E flat up to E and G flat up to G and A up to B flat or B double flat up to B flat. Okay? And then you have the next chord, don't you? Now move up another half step and you have D, F, A flat, and C flat. Okay? So they're just a half step away from each other. You can just creep up. Okay? Now play that third chord, D, F, A flat, and C flat. Now move each of those notes up a half step. Do you have a different chord? I'll let you think about that for a minute. Is that a different chord than the three we've had? Or is it in some way like one of those chords? That's right. If you said it's exactly like the first one, you're exactly right. It's like the first one, it's just upside down, isn't it? In other words, instead of C being on the bottom, now C's on the top, but all the notes are the same. You still have E flat, G flat, B double flat, and C. Gotcha. Okay? Go up another half step, and what do you have? E, G, B flat, and D flat. What's that? That's an inversion of the second chord. Go up another half step, and what do you have? F, A flat, C flat, and D. That's an inversion of our third chord, isn't it? Okay? Now we can keep going up like that till the cows come home, and we're never going to run into a different chord. We're never going to run into a different chord. Okay, there's only three of them. In other words, these are called diminished seventh chords, and there's only three in the whole wide world. Okay, now notice that each interval in this chord is a minor third away. In other words, it's if you want to count half steps, it's one, two, three half steps between C and E flat. And it's three half steps between E flat and G flat. And it's three half steps between G flat and B double flat. And it's three half steps on up to the octave note C, okay? So it's a stack of minor thirds. Now that's why it sounds so unbalanced. It is unbalanced, isn't it? It's not a combination of major and minor thirds like most chords. You see, a major chord is a major third with a minor third on top. A minor chord is a minor third on the bottom and a major third on top. A minor seventh chord is a minor third, a major third, and a minor third. A major seventh chord is a major third, a minor third, and a major third. Okay, so most all chords have a combination of major and minor thirds, but not so with diminished seventh chords. They're all minor thirds. Okay, so another quality that these chords have is that any note can function as the root. Play that first chord. We'll call it C diminished. But if I call it E-flat diminished, I would be right too. If I called it G-flat diminished, I would be right. If you called it B-double-flat diminished, you would be right too. In other words, any note that's in the chord can be the name of the chord. Any note that's in the chord can be the name of the chord. Okay. So, in other words, that's E flat diminished, that's G flat diminished, that's A diminished, that's B double flat diminished, it's C diminished. Okay. Go up a half step and you have D flat diminished or C sharp diminished. You have E diminished, you have G diminished, you've got A sharp or B flat diminished. Any enharmonic name, in other words, a black key always has two names, doesn't it? A sharp or a flat. So any of those names are acceptable. Go up another half step and you've got D diminished, F diminished, A flat or G sharp diminished, and B diminished or C flat diminished. Okay? So even though there's all kinds of names for these chords, there's only three different chords, and you know them, right? Da, 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 that's it. That's all there are. No more. Okay? And like I say, if you invert them, you can just keep going forever. Okay? I don't know if you're familiar with Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, but there's a place in there where he does that. He plays hopscotch. He takes one of these chords and he jumps over the next note in the chord and then comes back and gets the note that he left out, and then plays hopscotch and comes back and gets the note that he left out. And he does that coming down as well. You know, there's some other things to it. I don't have the music in front of me, but you get the idea, okay? And a lot of music is like that. A lot of music is like that. Do you think that would help you understand the music better or read it better if you knew that? If you knew that was just all that. It looks hard on paper. It looks really hard on paper, but in reality, it's not hard. Have you ever noticed how reality is like that? Lots of reality is, it's hard to understand because the words get in the way, okay? But the reality itself is not hard. It's the reality is simple, and that's how this is. Okay, once you knew what he was doing, knew he was playing hopscotch over just the four notes of that second chord that we learned, C sharp, E, G, B flat. Well, you know, then you could do it too, couldn't you? Okay, he does it with a couple chords, by the way, in Moonlight Sonata, and many, many other composers have done that as well. Okay, let's look at another quality of this chord, of all these chords. Play the first one, C, E flat, G flat, and B double flat. If you lower any note of that chord by a half step, any one note, not two, just any one note, if you lower any one note, it becomes a seventh chord. Like, play the first chord, then lower C to B. What's that? That's B seventh, okay? Play the chord again. Now lower the second note, E flat to D. What do you have now? D seventh. Take the third note, G flat, lower to F. What do you have now? F7. Take the last note, the B double flat, lower it to A flat. What do you have? A flat 7. Whatever note you lower, that becomes the name of the chord. In other words, if you move C down to B, that's B7. If you move E flat down to D, that's D7, and so on. Okay? Come up to the next chord, play the second chord. If you lower C sharp to C natural, what do you have? C7. If you lower the second note, E to E flat, what do you have? E flat 7th. If you lower the third note, G to G flat, what do you have? G flat 7th. If you lower the last note, B flat to A, what do you have? A 7th. Okay? Let's do the last one too, the third one. If you lower D to D flat, what do you have? D flat 7th. If you lower F to E, what do you have? E 7th. If you lower A flat to G, what do you have? G 7th. If you lower B to B flat, you have B flat 7th. And you're saying at this point, probably, I hope not, but you're probably, some of you are saying, so what? Well, here's what. If you if you know that by lowering any note of a diminished seventh chord, a half step gets you to a seventh chord always wants to move up a fourth, so you can use it to modulate between keys. For example, if I'm in the key of C, say I'm ending in the key of C, and then I get to that diminished seventh chord, see, I just play the in the key of C, then I play the C diminished seventh chord and lower C to B. That's the seventh chord, that's B seventh, and that modulates me nicely to the key of E. See that? Let's say that I'm ending in the key of C. Now I play the diminished seventh chord and I move E flat to D. Now I'm in the key of G. Right? It depends. I mean, it doesn't matter whether I'm playing blues or praise music or classical music or New Age music. You know, it all works. Let's do another one. Let's take that first chord and lower G flat to F. What do I have now? I've got F7. I go right to B flat. Okay, so I can use it to modulate. And that's true of any note of any of those three chords. Okay? Now, I'm going to teach you one more thing and then I'm going to let you go. Well, no, two things, sorry. If you lower any, if you raise any note of a chord, any note of one of those chords, doesn't matter which one, what you get is a minor seventh chord. Like, raise the bottom note of that first chord. Raise C to C sharp or D flat. What do you have? You've got a chord that's hard to figure out, don't you? No. You've got an inversion of F sharp minor 6. Okay? Now come back to the first chord. If you raise the second note to E, what do you have now? You got A minor 6. Okay? Alright? So, I won't belabor the point, but any of those notes, any of those chords, just raise one note and you got a minor 6 chord. That can be useful in your improvisation later on. You may not be ready at this point, or you may not see the point, but believe me, there is a point, okay? If you raise any two notes, you've got a major 6 chord. For example, play that 6 chord, that first chord, C, E flat, G flat, and B double flat. Raise the bottom note a half step from C to D flat, and raise the top note from A to B flat. Now you've got G flat 6, don't you? Okay? Could you use that to transpose? You betcha. Listen. Yeah, you can transpose real quickly that way, or modulate real quick. Not transpose, but you can get between keys. Modulate, in other words. Okay? Also, if you lower any two notes, like the top and the bottom note, what you get is a major 6 chord. Also, you can get a major 6 chord that way by lowering two of the notes, okay? Not one, not three, but lower two of the notes, and you get a major 6 chord. For example, on that first chord, if I lower C to B, and I lower the top note from A to G sharp, I've got B6 chord, don't I? See that? Okay, well, that'll be enough, I think, for this time. That's food for thought for probably a few years, actually, okay? Because by the time you explore all those relationships and take all those paths to all those keys, and you know, find out how you could use a major 6 chord in what key and why, that's a lot of thinking through, and that's a lot of experimenting. So I don't want to give you musical indigestion, so I think I'll stop there. But those really are magical chords that you can use to do so many different things. And also, by knowing those, when you see a stack of minor thirds in classical music or any kind of music, you'll know that is a diminished seventh chord, and it'll speed up your reading as well. How do you know they're a stack of minor thirds? You might not just by sight, but after you play the first few, if you play those chords a lot, you get the feeling. And once you play three or four, then you know what's coming, don't you? Okay, well, thanks for being with me. It's another one of those things that you really ought to know. So see you next month as we explore more neat stuff you really ought to know. Bye-bye for now.